Hey, ladies. Well, welcome to day one of Success Factor and how exciting it is. Now, before you start, if you haven't listened to this, I would stop and listen to your invitation. Let's get into the vibe of Success Factor and know where you're at. So pause this if you haven't listened to the invitation that's further up, pinned in the group. If not, dive on in. So what we're going to do is there's so much energy around today, which is super exciting, but we need to ground our ass into the earth. Okay. So wherever you're at, I want you to just stop. Ideally, sit on the floor if you can. If not, just take a moment, sit in your chair. But what we want to do is grow some roots out of your butt, basically, out of your bottom, out of your yoni, out into the floor. So everything that's connected to the chair, everything that's connected to the floor, just imagine for a moment allowing some roots to grow. So we're going to place our hands on our heart. We're going to slow the breath down. We're going to take some nice, big, slow breaths in. So we're going to breathe in for five. Just breathing in for the count of five. And now breathing out for the count of five through your mouth. Just arriving. Repeating this. And again. And as you're slowing your breath down, just imagine these big roots growing out through your butt, through your yoni, even through your legs, and in your feet, down into the earth, just like the roots of a tree, wide and deep, as it connects to the earth, it connects to the crystals, it connects to the waters. It connects to everything down, down, down into the dark, into the deep, into the minerals. Just keep breathing, nice deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, slowing everything down. And imagine all of your energy dropping down into the earth. Feeling that pull down into the earth, connecting the fireball at the center of the earth, connecting to the roots. Connecting your roots to the roots of the trees, the roots of the plants. And just feeling yourself slowing down, calming down, grounding down. So that we begin from a place of centered peace. Now, why do we need to do this? Because we are making a big quantum shift. We are making an expansion. We are shifting timelines. And when you're going up, you need to make sure your roots are grounding down. Every time you expand, you need to make sure your roots are grounded down. Otherwise, you're just going to fly away. Okay, we don't want to do that. So you want to ground deep. And a lot of the work that we're going to do inside Success Factor is going to be around your rootedness because it's your root and your sacral where you manifest money. Yeah, you manifest money. You have this safety. This it's safe for me to have money. It's safe for me to be here. It's safe for me to have material support. And because there's a lot of that sensation around it being masculine energy. All right. And instead, we're going to be shifting into the dark feminine. We want to be claiming that dark feminine and our own inner masculine energy and allowing it to be something that's rooted in our womb and in our sacral and in our root of ourselves and bringing with it your power center. So just again, take some breaths, calming it down. Letting it out through your mouth. And if you need to, just really for a moment, breathe in, breathe all that energy in, and do what I call my defibrillator breathing. So letting it loud and out through your mouth. Okay. Like you're setting the defibrillator on yourself. You're just going to let out that big shock energy. And again, breathing out, just letting everything calm down, everything soothe. You've stepped in. We were already from the moment that you bought, from the moment this was being created, you were leaning in. The moment you said yes, you were already stepping into the shift. So that's really exciting. And over the time while we're in here, we are going to, I have some bonus stuff because I was like, oh yeah, we should definitely have that in here. We should definitely, I want to give you that. So there's going to be some techniques. Maybe some you've seen before, maybe you haven't. Wherever you're at, it's all good. And if it's new to you, lean in. If it's not new to you, still lean in. Okay, still lean in. So, but we're going to take it slower. We have plenty of time. Okay, one of the big shifts that we take when we come into my frequency, into this world, this environment that I create, these portals, is that we transform time. We slow down because we cannot receive, and that's very much about what we want to be doing, into our success, into our money, into our wealth, into our freedom. It comes from that receiving. And that's the feminine energy, which means we have to slow down. We have to expand. We have to make space for this. We have to calm our nervous system. So tomorrow, I have something great for you that you're going to do every single day for the rest of this container, this portal, and beyond if you want to. But for today, I want to share an insight for myself that I have had as I've been moving into creating this. So one of the biggest shifts I've had, having I got sick, etc., with this, was that I have been gatekeeping. I have been hiding myself. I have fallen into a pattern, not an old pattern as in something I've repeated and blocked myself off. It's that I've gone to a new level and it's letting go of where I had fallen into a pattern that my parents had made about money and success. And it's very much related to the masculine, particularly their masculine energy, which is that growing up, the insights I had of money, of success, of achievement was that you had to push, hustle, it had to be stressful, it had to have arguments about it. My parents used to argue about money. They could laugh a lot, but they would always argue about money. And there was always this control and this fight, and you have to deal with it, and I don't. Yeah. Abdicating of power from my mother, even though she was the one who was really good at manifesting money. So I realized that what I have been doing is gatekeeping my expertise, my knowledge, and I've been making it hard for other people to pay me, other people to see me, other people to come into my world. I've been keeping it safe. Yes, I've been keeping money safe, my success safe. Because I didn't want it to become like my parents. I didn't want it to be stressful. But the irony is, by making money and success safe, whatever that means, logical and small, I actually was then creating the pattern for everybody else that I was making it really hard and that you have to prove yourself to come into my world. It's so insane, isn't it? It's so insane. And it's so beautiful. When we have these incredible insights of going, what? What? So, this idea where we gatekeep our magnetism, our success, is something I want you to explore today. You all know within you, you all have within you a unique design for your own success. Okay. Whether we dive deeper into human design, for you, because you have your date, doesn't matter. We all know we have a design, a unique design, and that could be defined as human design as a manifesting generator, a projector, or a reflector. But what we're going to do within here is we can tap into the power centers that make you successful, the knowing that makes you successful. These are things I've been exploring for a very long time, and I can still help you pull them out of yourself, of where you are. Knowing when you're living in your success flow and when you're not. And when you're not. And when you're not is when you are playing small, gatekeeping, hiding, being the little kid, protecting others, protecting yourself. Yes? So, what we need to do in here is we need to align with our own success and drop the irregulation in your nervous system. The stress in your nervous system that's saying, if I have success, it has to come with stress, or if I have money, it has to come with stress, all of those things. So there's two parts to this. A, I'm going to ask you to share in the group, share here what area of your life you are wanting to improve that you associate with success. And what I mean by that is it money? Is it your business? Is it in your career? We know it's about the material because success is about that real element of showing up in the material world. And I can guess if you're in my world, it's usually because it's about masculine energy. It's about how things have been before, where the rules have been in place before, where we have been conditioned, conditioned to believe we have to do it the masculine way. We have to do it this conditioned way. We have to do it with the rules. All right. So, A, number one, drop down which area it is. Okay. Number two, I want you to explore for yourself with your journal, thinking about A, firstly, how does success feel in my body? All right. How does success feel to me? It has to be the first thing that you go to. How does it feel? How do I feel when I feel successful? What does that feel like? Really lean into that. Feel it, explore it. Okay. Number two, what does success look like? Okay. What does success look like to me? So, first, it's how I feel. And then, what does success look like? And then, notice how does the success look like feel to you? All right. So, there's how does success feel to me? Coming straight from what does success feel like? Even when I feel successful, feel that, write that down, acknowledge that. Number two, then to think about what does success look like to me? Write that down, explore it for yourself. And number three, then look at how does it feel to be successful? How do I think I will feel when I get the things that I think make me successful? Or what does it feel like when I think about the things that I think make me successful? And what you're going to see is do they calibrate to the same feeling you had when you thought about your success? The first point. Okay. Hopefully that's nice and clear. It's about you feeling into your own internal calibration. All right. Because the key part of success, what the shift is we're going to be making, is that you've been told success is something you do with your mind and action. And what you're going to learn in here is your success factor comes from your body, how your body feels from your energy, 80%, and then action based off that energy. But when you're doing it from your mind and action, like I'm picking up a chair, oh, I'm successful if I pick up this chair and I move it to the other side of the room. I'm successful if I, lift this big heavy box and I move it to this other side of this room. I am successful if I get somebody else to give me something because I've worked really, really hard. Instead of, I am successful when I'm aligned with my own energy and who I am and my own path to success, my own power centers. Because when you're connected to your power centers, which we're going to explore over the week, you are magnetic to your success. Now, as a projector, in the way that I am designed, my power is through my voice, through my energy. I have a laser piercing aura. So, me speaking will pierce your subconscious, it pierces your aura, it pierces the parts of you that are going, oh, ow, I'm not sure. And then the parts of you go, yes, I love that, I love that, I love that. Okay. And my success is about aligning with that and drawing people in when I'm speaking, drawing people in through my aura does the drawing in. Yeah. I'm magnetic. And yeah, like all of us, we fall into the rules. I fall into the rules when I fall back into areas that need to be cleaned up because I am playing out. That, oh, I have to be liked and loved by my daddy. I have to be liked and loved by my mommy. I have to do it the right way so that other people will like me. Yeah. So it's going, no, I come back to my power center, I come back to me, I come back to me, and I get to do it. And the more that we do it, it's like, ah, Yeah. A good example of this is actually when I decided I because of the nature of the way I'm made, I have to go off and do try stuff. Yeah, it's part of my journey, it's part of my success to go off and do stuff and use my skills in different ways to learn stuff. And here is a really good example that when I a few years ago, I ended up being managing director of a startup. I was brought in as a management consultant. This was a very successful startup, and it was to take them to their seven figures. But what happened and how this came into my life was actually through a friend of a friend of a friend had a conversation with the so-and-so. Then out of nowhere, literally, it fell into my lap. We had a conversation. It was like, oh my God, yes, I think you would be really good for them. The friend of the friend just followed their impulse, then directed me to these other people who then contacted me, and then I started with them. Then it was bum bum bum. Yeah. It wasn't anything I did, it was everything I leant into. Now, as a manifesting generator, you may be someone who needs to do more action, but the action must be aligned with your energy. You must be able to say no to things that feel bad and say yes to things that feel good. Yeah. So we're going to play with that, and we're playing with it today. We're playing with it today to understand more of your own internal success factor. All right. And what we're going to do over these next 8 days, of course, is we're going to play with particularly around money and your business and career. Okay. And I expect that most of this is going to be about money as a subject, but the majority is focusing, of course, on your own internal success factor. It's about saying, I get to have the money, I get to have the business, I get to have the success. Yeah, as me. That's the main shift of this journey. Exciting, isn't it? So, for a moment, just take a breath. Bring your energy back down to the roots. Breathe from your belly, calming it all down. Calming it all down. So, that is your homework for today. Drop it in the community. It's really important that you do the community feedback so we can see where we're going, what we're doing. So, yes, what area are you focusing on? As I talked about. And number two, the exercise, the three-part exercise, which is one, how does it feel to be successful for you? Feeling first, not thinking about the objects or the content or the subject, about your success. When I feel successful, yeah, what does that feel like in your body? Then part two, is what does it look like when I'm in success to you? Your idea of success. Okay. What does it look like that you maybe have been striving for? And is that what you really want? Because that's important. Yeah. And number three of that is how does it feel when I'm thinking about the success that I think I want? Yeah. Because there's two different bits there, isn't it? Is what I think I want and what I actually feel. All right. And what does that really look like? What does that feel like? All right. So super exciting. Very, very cool. Now I'm going to drop a second audio in here with a game, which I want to share separately, a game, a challenge, a competition that I would really love to offer to you to lean in and take advantage of. So I'm going to do that in a separate audio, but I can't wait to see what your feedback is from today as you explore this for yourself and take the time for it. And yeah, it's going to be very juicy and exciting. So I'm sending you much love. I can't wait to see your drop your points in. And this will lead us to being able to do the offer that I'm going to offer of the laser coaching later on in the week. All right. Lots of love. Bye.